rhymes with Ed.
Ed
the
and
horse's
Ed.
First name.
The horse's name is Ed Smith.
Easy. Well, that did send us a lot of money for the Eunice and Bernice Miracle Memory Course and care of this station.
Yeah.
Remember, eight rhymes with great, so don't you wait and be late, and we'll pay the freight. Order now before you forget.
For the memory course, you girls don't want to make any money off people, though, do you?
Not the Derby. We hate people that try to make money off the tourists in town.
Oh, but you would never do that.
Terrible.
That's terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Terrible, huh?
Yes.
Terrible, terrible.
Bye,
girls.
Mitch.
Yes, nice talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Rodney Floyd.
Thank you so much. And welcome to hearing me. Shoot. Well, it's early spring now, 1979. Not quite springtime. The first time any of us ever heard about salt, too. Now, I ain't talking about no salt you pour on a snail and watch him melt. I'm talking about weapons. Get that, Gary.
Hello, WHAS.
Hello there, Gary. This here's Arnie Barnell.
Well, how you doing, Arnie Barnell?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I heard you talking about on this day in history, and I thought I might call you up here. I had a couple of atoms here. 1326.
What happened?
Perseus Sidestepper invented the gun.
Really? Perseus Sidestepper?
Yeah. Now, this had the effect, Gary, of shortening army battles considerably.
Oh.
Yeah, because prior to this time, you know, soldiers had to throw the bullets at the enemy.
Oh, that's really interesting, and thank you so much for calling, Arnie.
That's all right, and if I think of anything else, I'll be the first to call.
I appreciate that.
Bye.
Hello, WHAS.
Yeah, so Arnie Barnell again.
Yeah.
You know, I told you if I thought of anything else, I'd be the first to call. And, you know, I thought about this. Now, you know, it was on this date in history, Gary, that in 1503, I think, if I remember back correctly.
1503?
Yeah. Leonardo da Vinci got the model for the Mona Lisa to give that famous smile by doing something.
What was that?
By whispering to her these immortal words. Just pretend, baby, that I'm not naked.
Thanks a lot, Arnie.
Yes, all right. Now, I'll talk to you if I think of anything.
Really sorry, Rodney. Well, I might say it is irritable. But getting back to salt, too.
Honk, honk, time for a commercial.
Oh, Beulah the Buzzard's honking for a commercial. Well, if you gotta be here, you might as well be bought by somebody. Shoot.
Rodney Floyd today, brought to you by the Optimist Club, who reminds you that this week's meeting of the Durable Optimist Club will be held on Friday, unless it rains, or there's some awful earthquake, or some terrible tragedy strikes that the Optimist Club doesn't know about. You know, like if the world was to end, then there would be no Optimist Club meeting. Otherwise, if none of these terrible tragedies take place, there will be a meeting of the Optimist Club on Friday.
Mighty fine job here, thank you. Well, getting back to Salt 2. Well, this time of the year, Salt 2 wasn't too popular, and President Carter had to do some heavy promoting. Why, he even stooped to calling a lowly radio program.
Yes, I do have nice hair on my chest, though, and it did show good, you know, with the toga.
I see.
But I digress. Actually, Gareth, I called to talk to you, ask you what you thought about my speech.
Well, I thought it was quite a speech.
Well, thank you. I thank you for that. I particularly wanted to build some support for the Salt II Treaty.
Yes, sir.
But see, I know that many people won't listen to political speeches, so I'm preparing another method of showing the support of the American people for this treaty.
What's that?
Well, I've gathered at the White House several cheerleading squads here.
Cheerleading squads?
Yes, they were stranded at the airport because of the snowstorm we had over here. Now, we worked out some cheers, and I think that you ought to hear this, and the whole world should hear this. That's why I've called you.
A cheerleading squad?
Yes. So this is going to be a new thing in politics. I'm sure it's going to catch on now. Okay, gang, if you're ready here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brezhnev! Brezhnev! He's our man! If he can't do it, Jimmy can.
What?
Jimmy! Jimmy! He's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Sir. Give me an S. Give me an A.
A.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me a T.
T.
Salt 2.
Salt 2.
Salt 2.
Salt 2.
That's the treaty for me.
Yay!
Hello, sir.
Gary, what you think of that there?
Well, I think it would be at least as popular as the win button.
Oh, good. Well, listen, Gary, I have affairs of state, matters of state, and state of matters to attend to here. Not to mention, I've got to write some new cheers.
Yes, sir.
And I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
This just in, the government announced today that for the first time in history, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the nickel and a quarter. Page two.
I'm so embarrassed. I didn't know. You're on the extension now?
I'm sorry. Now I wanted to play your stupid radio contest.
But, ma'am, I'm sorry, too. I had no idea.
It's stuck. How could... The phone is stuck up. This is awful.
Ma'am, I had no idea you were naked when you started playing the contest.
You should have known.
How would I know? We're on the telephone, ma'am.
But the phone is stuck up. Roll tape.
I'm sorry I ever played the stupid contest.
This is your Bonsky,
really
Gary Burbank, inviting you to win $1 million. And I'll start you off with your first
tip.
Where you get the rest is up to you. Today, I will guess your weight by hearing you sit on the phone. 585-2385 is my number, Johnny.
Call on down!
Good day.
Good day. Voice crack. Dateline, Uganda. Item, Ugandan President Edie Gourmet.
This is your pronouncer, Gary Burbank. At WHAS, we have the up-the-ladder salute. Well, we naturally also have the down-the-ladder salute. It's time now for today's WHAS down-the-ladder salute. Today's down-the-ladder salute goes to Ugandan leader Idi Amin, who is due to be tossed out of office as soon as the Tanzanian army arrives in the Ugandan capital. Well, in honor of this occasion, Idi, we're giving you a free dinner at Honest Fred's Missionary Burger Carryout, home of the hot and juicy Jesuit burger that comes on a toasted bun and Fred's secret missionary sauce. That's Fred's sign of the golden haunches. This has been another down-the-ladder salute. Hello, WHAS.
Yes, Mr. Burbank, this is Idi Amin, supreme ruler, obnoxious know-it-all, total boss man of Uganda, at least for now.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Thank you for down the ladder salute.
Yes, sir, I hope you enjoy the meal.
Well, as you know, I'll probably soon be leaving Uganda for extended vacation. I need ready cash.
Well, sir, credit cards are awfully convenient when you're out of town. Why do you need cash?
Well, bank told me my credit rating about zip.
Yeah.
I offered to do TV commercial for them, but they're not interested.
A TV commercial?
Yes, you know. The one that go in my native country. Everyone knew me on site. But now I'm out of office. I totally ignored. But not with this credit card. Don't leave home without it.
It's an interesting idea. But I don't think they're going to want you on that commercial, sir.
This is not why I called.
Why is that, sir?
Well, I'm having Idi Amin going out of business sale.
What are you selling?
Well, first, they be my uniforms.
Uniforms?
Yes, you know, I have several hundred of them. There is the formal white with gold piping double-breasted suit used for receiving my many medals and honors.
Yes.
Now, normally, this would go about $5,000 because the gold piping is real. But if you call me this week only, I will go for it only $19.98. I give discount because all pinholes from medals.
Yeah, I guess the medals make holes in the uniforms and brings down the price.
Oh, yes.
What about the medals? Why, you should include them.
I had not thought of that. Perhaps I should. I sell them to $5 each.
That's quite a bargain.
Oh, yes. You look like ruler without having been one. Think how intimidated you boss would be when you put on this suit, walk into office, and the man raised.
Hey, that would be quite a scene.
And just in case you boss is excitable type, this suit has bulletproof lining panels sewn in there.
I see. What else are you selling?
Well, they always the children.
The children?
Yes, the children. Yes. Like my uniform, I have several hundred children as well. Think how much fun it would be to raise little prince or princess. Even if I'm not in office, they'd be quite conversation piece among the neighbors, eh?
Anything else?
Oh, yes. This last item, really for limited time only, I have set of commemorative Ugandan stamps.
What do they commemorate?
This set commemorate Israeli raid on Entebbe Airport. And the brave Ugandan soldiers chased them away.
Wait a minute, that's not what happened.
Of course not, but who wants a set of stamps commemorating Israeli soldiers making fool of me?
Well, I can think of a few. Thank you for calling, sir.
My pleasure. Remember, this sale go on until the Tanzania arrive in Uganda. No credit cards, no party checks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good day. This is Bass Ackwards.
Memories.
We're going back in time now. From oldie news story.
Memories.
A blast.
Memories.
From the past.
Ringing in my ears.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Three Mile Island.
It's interview time. And today's interview, since Three Mile Island is in the news and this is what's happening in the country today, will be with Dr. T-Bone Whittington III, nuclear physicist and blues singer. Now, Dr. Whittington has not had a chance to sing his blues on the radio so people would buy his records. Therefore, we'll interview Dr. Whittington and combine this interview with one of his tunes. And he will sing his replies to my pertinent and impertinent questions. First of all, Doctor, let me ask you, as a nuclear physicist, in your opinion, do you think that the public is in any danger from this nuclear accident in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? What is your opinion, sir? What do you think of this? Yes, sir. I see. Is the public being totally informed, sir? You're informing them now. I see. Yes, sir. Well, could this happen anywhere else in the country, say, like Marble Hill? Do you think it could happen there, sir? Well, who's responsible for this, sir? Who should take the blame for this accident? You think so, sir? Well, I don't know. Well, is nuclear power really safe, sir? What do you think should happen here?
Let it go! Let it go! Let it go!
Yes.
Let it go!
Let it go, yes, sir.
Don't believe I can take much more. Let it go.
Thank you so much for your comments, sir. I'm sure that you have made as much sense as any person or any spokesman for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that I've heard so far on TV. And I think this is a very insightful type interview. And I thank you for being on my program today and committing yourself to being so succinct. Thank you, sir, very much. Yes, thank you, sir. This is Gary Burbank on today's interview. Interviewing blues singer and nuclear physicist T-Bone Whittington III. This has been a public... Sir, just a moment.
And now, WHAS presents our highly unclaimed series, How to Conserve Gasoline, with energy expert Sheik Ratel and Roll.
Get out of that car and rattle them pumps and nozzles.
Hi there, neighbors. This here is Orny Bartle. I'm the interpreter for a Sheik Ratel and Roll because he can't speak no good English. But I did interpret, and you can give us a call. This here is a call-in show. Any questions you have about energy, and Sheik Ratel and Roll will be glad to answer, right? Well, there's a call. He says hello.
Well, ask the Sheik this. Hello, Sheik. Tell me about, I've heard about asking the utility company to make a thermogram of your home. Now, what is this thermogram stuff?
The Sheik says that they will fly over your house in a helicopter. And then they will take a picture, an infrared picture that shows where the heat is escaping. And the Sheik says that most utilities companies will provide this service free.
How nice.
He says the way they can provide this service free is the utility companies simply raise everyone's utility rates.
But that ain't exactly free. What did he say?
I don't think you want to hear that, ma'am.
Hope your time is up, Sheik, honey.
Oh, Sheik, and neighbors, I guess our time is up. Any last words here? Sheik says, remember, neighbors, that more than half the money you spend on heating may be wasted. One method of doing something about this is to sue the company that built your home. The Sheik says this method is recommended by 4 out of 5 attorneys. Well, attorneys have to eat.
Get out of that car and rattle them pumps and nozzles.
I could tell them what they could. This here is Arnie Barnold for the Sheik Rat Tail and Roll. Adios, neighbors.
The English.
Oh, the Sheik won't say one thing in English.
Keep you coming humping.
Well, has anybody heard just when the Skylab is supposed to fall? Me? I want plenty of time to panic. I love the way NASA put it. Skylab will fall sometime this summer. Can you believe that? Shoot. This thing's going to scatter 85 tons of hot metal over 3,500-mile area. And they say, sometime this summer. What are they gonna do? Wait for Chicken Little to warn us?
Hello, brethren and sister, and thank you, Garish. Let me ask you this, flock. When Skylab changes from a piece of pious progress into pagan projectiles of painful puncture, are you going to become Swiss cheese? Yeah. Will wailing white hot metal whistle Dixie through your mangled mortal body spray? Will y'all try to outrun them rockets of ruin or stand up proud and pontifical against that molten mass of meteoric misfortune, friend? Well, flock, what you need is the Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs, Aerospace Save Your Face, Anti-Skylab Suit of Safety and Sanctification, say amen, flock. Close enough. Yes, brethren and sisters, when that 2,000-pound airlock of ethereal reentry screams out of the sky, whoop, hallelujah, the anti-Skylab suit will be your apostolic armor against the heat of Hades and them lacerations of Lucifer, friend. Because y'all will be reinforced by the iron of Isaiah, I say, the might of Moses, whoop, hallelujah, friend. All of this for the meteorically minuscule amount of $11.17. Neighbor, I want you right now to sail that capsule of contribution round my altar, friend. Don't make me holler, don't make me shout. Turn them pockets inside out. Whoop, hallelujah, and shoot your loot to the Lord. Say amen, flock. Close enough, back to you, Gash.
I'm not that average, sir.
Well, compared to me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, the public is into this nostalgia thing, right?
Well, sir, I've always thought that nostalgia is a thing of the past.
Yeah, but it might work, Gary. Let's say now that I made a 50s-type musical record, so when I find someone in the cabinet, I could sing my lines with the music. Well, Gary, it would be the first executive decree people could dance to.
Why, that might work out. It could go over good with a disco crowd, an executive decree you could dance to.
Yes, I will give you an example here. I brought my bass singer with me, and this is how it would sound when I got on TV and made my announcements of my latest firings. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good job, cha-na-na-na, 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 cha-na-na-na.
When I wake up in the morning, I feel like firing. You better listen up, you might need hiring.
Get a job, cha-na-na-na.
Okay, your name may be here.
Get a job.
Joseph Galifano.
Cha-na-na-na, get a job.
Michael Blumenthal.
Get a job.
Brock Adams.
Get a job.
James Schlesinger. And Griffin Bell. All of you.
Get a job.
Hello, WHAS.
Oh, yes. Hello, Counselor.
No, I'm not.
Yes, listen, Counselor, I want you to help me out here. I need a little help here. No, I may want to go to court, you understand.
I'm busy right
yes,
now.
Yes, yeah, I was driving last night with my old lady, Seldes.
Right.
And I got this ticket for speeding.
Oh.
Yes, well. And I was going 110 miles an hour.
Well, you...
Yeah, we got to go to court on this thing, man.
Well, no, you can't win. You can't
well,
go 110
yeah,
miles an hour.
I know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour.
Right.
But see, I had my old lady with me. There was two people. Yeah. And the speed limit is, what, 55 miles per hour per person?
No, it's
now,
not.
Now, you know, 110 miles per hour.
It's not per person.
Man,
that's
I wouldn't go over the speed limit because there was
stupid.
Two of us in the car, you understand?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, it is not
but
that.
I'll see you in court, Jack.
Me?
Yeah, well, I'll take you. I'll sue you, too.
Hello, WHAS.
Yes, hello, Gary. It's JC.
Mr. President, it's so good to hear from you again, sir.
It's been a while. I've been very busy, involved with the Salt 2 talks, Gary.
Yes, sir, I know. Well, how's it going?
First of all, Gary, on this telephone call, I'd like to address myself to something that happened last week. A lot of reporters got a big charge out of saying that I said if there was an election, I would whip Ted Kennedy's... I did not say that, Gary.
I didn't think you did, sir. What did you really say?
What I said, Gary, was this. If we were to go fishing, I would beat his bass.
Carter reminds me of those beer commercials. What we've always wanted in a president, and less... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my constituents.
Well, that's it. Nothing much happened this summer, except the campaigning. We'll cover that later. Boy, summer went by fast this year. Would have gone by even faster, though, if Mayor Billy toward the end hadn't taken that allegedly unauthorized trip. This time it was Florida, I think. And, of course, the media charlatans hopped on his case.
Hi, I'm Norm Bush. Little farewell song. Okay, come on,
hi. Ready.
Won't you come home, Mayor Billy? Won't you come home? You've been messing around the sunny Southland. You said my money was loan, ha!
I see you laying on a beach in Florida.
Uh-oh.
You could have taken me along.
Mayor Billy, next time you take a trip down south,
take the city along.
Won't you come home, Mayor Billy? We need you near. Why, I'm not quite sure, but you ought to be here.
You did the cooking. Mary Ellen paid the rent, the overhead.
You took the vacation, but it was my tax dollars you just spent.
Come on. You remember this rainy evening when the alderman tossed you out? But don't resign, Billy boy. They only punk aldermen, and the mayor's got so much more clout, you know.
And if you leave, all of Louisville will frown. Ain't nobody to replace our beloved town clown. They say you're to blame, but then you gotta see fame. Mayor Billy, won't you please stay home?
Hello, this is the record.
Yes, hello, record. This is J.C., Calvin.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard you sing that song about Mayor Billy, Please Stay Home, and I thought that maybe it might be a good idea to afford his opponents an equal time here to tell him to get lost.
Oh, well, you're probably right, sir, and with us in the studio is Rodney Floyd and the alderman to sing the opposing viewpoint on this song.
Well, that'll be fine. I look forward to hearing that now.
It's coming up right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new singing sensation, Rodney Floyd, Mr. Bingham, and the alderman.
Won't you get lost, Mayor Billy? Won't you get lost?
Shoot.
Oh, please, won't you leave town?
How come it is,
Mayor Billy, every time you leave, you always turn up found?
We remember that trip last summer during the fireman's strike.
You thought you'd learn your lesson then, but once again you had to take a hike.
Oh boy.
But I guess you never learn, and you get what you earn. So Mayor Billy, won't you end your term?
Don't listen to the Mayor Billy. Don't resign. Take it from one who knows. Besides, I haven't found many people at Duck and pull more boners than myself, and I want you there. Go down with the ship. Let me make this perfectly clear. Go down with the ship, Mayor Billy.